What's up, everybody? You are now tuned into the Black Ramen Podcast. My name is Chatty Patty, aka Madam Straw Hat, aka the Celestial Freaking Dragon, aka this my pirate ship, aka I am the Buster Call. And I have a special guest with me today. I've been trying to get this dude on here for at least a year. And he just hit me back talking about, hey, I'm free these dates. So I was like, oh, you exclusive. Okay. All right. So let's see what our calendars could do together. I'm super excited. Please introduce yourself to our listeners.
What's going on, y'all? It's Junior Dominite, Dumbman Locks on Instagram. I'm happy to be here.
If you guys don't know, the way I met Junior, he had this video that went viral when he was talking about the three Yonkos. No, it wasn't Yonkos. It was Admirals. They were on Anime NYC. And I was pissed because I didn't see them because I was there. But what killed me is when he said, yo, my dude had the Black Air Forces. Now, this is the thing now. I thought only people from New York knew about Black Air Forces, right? Because everybody knows you don't mess with somebody with Black Air Forces.
Right.
These guys were amazing. This was a dope cosplay. If you guys don't know, I will have the video playing like right now.
I don't know if y'all saw this picture. I was already upset that I wasn't in New York, but like the amount of pain and anger that I did not see this shit. Bro, Sakazuki has Black Forces.
Okay, now you back. So I finished playing the video. So yeah, that's how I met Junior. And I went on his feed and I went on his page. I was like, oh my God, he's really about that anime life. And this is what really, really got me. I saw the Haitian flag. Now, after that, I was like, oh, it's a wrap. And then I went on the Instagram and then I said, oh, he been to Haiti. It's a wrap. So it was only a matter of time before I had you on the show. I'm glad you made time to be on. I appreciate it. Thank you so much on a Wednesday. Thank you.
Yes. Hey, thank you for having me.
So both of your parents are from Haiti?
Yes. My mom and my dad are both from Haiti.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. So yeah, when they came up here?
Now don't let me get this wrong. My parents are watching this. I don't want them to, you know, jump down my throat. My parents moved here, I want to say, a little bit more than 30 years ago. So, yeah, because I'm 28. So they moved here maybe 35 years ago.
Okay.
And they're in Killeen. Yeah.
Okay. So this is very interesting. So now I have to ask, so what brought your love for first of all, what's your main hobbies other than anime? Because we all know that you're an anime fan, but what's right. Your hobbies?
Hobbies. I like to dance. I'm a dancer. I like to game. I like, besides dancing, gaming, and anime, I don't think I do much of anything else. I work out like every day, but other than that, yeah.
No, I saw you swole when you came on. I was like, swole. Okay. I saw that with shoulders. I was like, man, I don't know how you get through doors. You got more shoulders, right. But it's all right. I was like, damn, that boy eating is my moulin.
Right.
That's all love. It's all good. So now, when did you discover your love for anime?
Wow. You know, it kind of, I don't know when I discovered it. I just know I was really, really young. I want to say I couldn't have been younger than 4 years old or so, 4 or 5 years old. And I saw Dragon Ball Z on the TV, and I saw Goku fighting Raditz, and I'm like, what? Like, I'm just like, what is happening. So I missed like episode one of Dragon Ball Z. So I didn't see like Raditz get there and talking to Krillin and, you know, all of that. I just saw the first episode I saw was Goku with no shoes on and Piccolo running at Raditz just fighting. And I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, from there, I'm locked in. Like my attention was just locked. And then from there, I'm watching Zatch Bell. I'm watching Gundam, Roni Kenshin, Yu Yu Hakusho. Like, and I'm just like, what? And my brain didn't understand that it's like, you know, there's cartoons, there's anime, there's like, I didn't understand like the difference. So I was like, why are some of these like cartoons not that good? And then some of them are really like some of them have stories behind them. And I couldn't understand. I'm like, well, I watch, you know, SpongeBob, and SpongeBob is nowhere near as entertaining as Dragon Ball Z or...
Yeah, chill out. It will come for you.
Yeah.
It will come for you. There's hardcore SpongeBob fans out there. It will come for you.
I know. But I'm like, I'm young, and I'm like, why is this so different? And then as I get older and I start like talking to people, and I'm realizing, oh, this is anime, and these aren't anime. So I'm like, but as I'm watching it, like as I was like first getting into it, I didn't know the difference. I was just like, this type of cartoons in my mind is vastly more entertaining than like SpongeBob or stuff like that.
Right. Okay, so you started at a young age. Who was your supplier? Because at that time, you know, anime was not accessible to us. Like, at all.
For when I was watching it, I want to say, and maybe my memory's failing me, when I first saw Goku going against Raditz, it was on my TV.
Okay, so you had Toonami.
Yeah, but I don't think I knew what Toonami was. So when I just flipped the TV on, it was just on. And I was just like, what is this? But my dad already knew what Dragon Ball Z was. And I was like, how do you know? Like, you know, I'm thinking I'm the first person to crack this secret, you know, society. And I'm like, how do you know what this is? And he was like, oh, I already know Gohan and Goku. And I'm just like, okay. So, I mean, but yeah, through TV and stuff like that, that was my first instance seeing like Dragon Ball Z and things like that. And then VHS, and then, you know, my dad had friends in barbershops who, you know, I don't know how they were getting certain things, but they were able to, you know,
no, you don't ask.
Like that.
You don't ask.
Yeah.
Right. You don't ask. You don't ask.
Yeah.
But that's cool. You had your dad supportive. Were both of your parents supportive of your hobbies, especially watching anime?
Very much so. Like, because like when I was younger, I was into martial arts. So I have a lot of friends who were, you know, they watch like Bruce Lee movies and things like that. I didn't watch Bruce Lee movies until like I was like maybe like early teens, because I just didn't have a way to watch it. Like a lot of like Americans, like their family have like Star Wars on like VHS, or like they have like all these things. My parents didn't like have stuff like that. Like they didn't have like a whole bunch of Star Wars or a whole bunch of like old Bruce Lee Kung Fu movies or like things like that. So I was just like, you know, I was into martial arts, and then they found a way to get me like different anime, like VHSs and stuff. And they were just inclusive. They were like, well, you're already doing martial arts, and you could be, but like the way my mom was telling me is you could be doing way worse stuff. So I'm just glad that you're like, you have this stuff that you're into. So
shout out to your parents, bro. They're the truth. My parents did not know. There was the three L's: Lekol, Lakai, Legles. That was it. Liking anime was not in the books for me, but I'm glad you had super supportive parents. Now I'm hating. I hate the fact that you have super supportive parents, bro. That's crazy. I'm thinking I'm gonna hear some struggle shit.
And you
Oh God, ladies and gentlemen, show over. Show is over.
Yeah.
but that's cool. That's cool. So do you watch anything other than shonen, or you just stay on the shonen genre?
You know, when I was in college, I just was watching whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to this guy, and can I cuss on here?
Yeah, go ahead.
He shitted on me bad. Like, he was like, so I'm talking to him like, yeah, you know, I'm watching this and that, because I've been watching anime forever, so I didn't know the difference. And he was like, you're a mainstream fuckboy. You only watch this, and this. And I was like, I'm thinking, you know, I watch anime. I didn't know that you gatekeeping me like this. I was like,
wow.
I was like, what? So from then, I really try to go above and beyond to watch as much as I can, like just different types. So I'll watch, you know, Slice of Life. I'll watch, you know, I watch Overlord, and I'll watch, ooh, you know, and, yeah, like I'll watch as long as it's interesting. Like, if it's just wild boring, I'm just like, I'm not gonna watch it. But I don't discriminate between what type of anime it is.
All right, I guess you're right. Yeah, you know what it is? I ask a lot of people this, especially now since I've gained like a couple of followers from my last TikTok. I was saying how if guys only watch shonen. Mind you, I started being a shonen head, like Fist of the North Star, that was my first anime. And then I went to Dragon Ball, and then I went to Dragon Ball Z. So like shonen was, I love shonen. I love fight scenes, I love animation, I love art. But as you get older and anime is more accessible, I was able to just branch out and read and watch other stuff. So the time that we are right now, I did a video and I was like, I don't know if you've seen it. I was like, yo, if you are a shonen head and that's all you watch, I'm convinced that you don't open your ass cheeks to let the water in, right? but check me out. Yo, when I tell you the niggas was going in the comments like crazy, they was like, oh, you shitting on Dragon Ball. Da, da, da. And the thing is, I'm not shitting on people that just watch shonen. I'm shitting on people that watch shonen and they're anime elitists, right? And they're the one, it's like, you can like what you like, but yet to come on and have like, you know, to judge other genres and stuff like that. And then when I say, yeah, I watch this, I watch that. Like, I love Jose. I love Seinen. I love Gantz. I love, all the genres that the story plot is amazing. Like,
right.
And don't get it twisted. We know One Piece is shonen. We know that.
Right, right.
But One Piece just touched on so much shit, you forget that it's shonen.
Yeah.
So like, people understand, like my podcast is like shonen, is like One Piece based. Like, you hear my intro. Like, I love, oh, listen, Goda's the GOAT. Goda's the I promise myself I won't die until Goda says, what's up? And then God can take me. It's all right. But I just feel like, you know, with anime being the way it is and with studios doing what they're doing and with all these types of mangas coming out, I just feel like if you're a guy on here and all you watch is and it's only guys, bruh. It's only the guys that come for me. They like, yo, what you talking about? You gatekeep. I'm like, first of all, that's not the definition of gatekeeping. I didn't say you can't watch or shonen. I'm not, first of all, how you gatekeep something that's not yours? We all know. We all know, like, I'm just a spectator here. This is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want more variety from my anime to your eternity. Amazing anime. Odd Taxi, amazing anime. Vivi, amazing. I'm pretty sure Vivi fits under, what does that fit under? Some type of, it's not mecha, but it's fire. So I'm just saying, like, I don't think that was toxic of me.
But it's facts though, because a lot of the time, like, and I get onto a lot of guys about this, because like my fiance, she watches anime. She's like relatively new. She didn't get to watch it growing up, but like since we've been together, she's like really, like, she's finished all of Naruto. She does not fuck with Boruto. She's watching, like,
very smart.
She, She takes her time. She takes her time and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. something I've realized, men, and I'm not trying to get super political here, but men, men really, really try to like put their thumbs on like women who enjoy anime. And I don't understand what that's about, because I'll talk to her and I like me and her will be talking. And they're like, you don't watch. Oh, name this person, name this person. And I'm like, that is so weird. Like,
yeah.
Because I can say, like, let's just say, like, I lie about something. Let's say, yeah, I've watched, I don't know. Let's say, yeah, I've watched this anime. No one will question if I watched the anime.
Mm-hmm.
But with my fiance, it will be, you didn't name this character. What's this character's blood type? What are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? It's very weird. Like, so I've noticed a lot of times, a lot of men are very, weird about like women in anime.
Definitely, because they'll complain and say, we're not here, but but you've been driving us away. Like the thing I hate the most is when dudes say, well, when I was in school, I ain't see girls into anime. That's such a load of BS. Let's just be honest. You just wasn't, like I always say that, you wasn't checking for us.
Yeah.
We were here all this time. This wasn't new. This didn't happen yesterday. I'm not a fan of anime for clout, especially not to get with you, your ashy lip ass. That's not what I was always into anime from middle school. It's just that the guys that were into it didn't see me because they were into the girls that didn't like them.
Right.
And I'm sitting here like, damn. All right, fine. It's all good. It's all good. Because you know what? I'm going to have my podcast later. And then you're going to be like, oh, she knows what she's talking. I'll be like, yeah. And you can't come on. it's kind of messed up because you see more videos with dudes, especially that one dude that went viral talking his stuff about, let me see your D&D stats and your I was like, bro, son, who told you this was a good idea to do this? Who told you this was a good idea to do this?
These dudes out here, man. I have these conversations and I like, you know, and a lot of times you don't know that like these guys are like that until like you like you'll have like there's guys I've known for a long time or for like a median amount of time, and it's just like you'll the second like a girl will hop in the conversation, then you kind of see them kind of, and I'm just like, bro, what, why, like what, like wait, like where is this? Because like there's a lot of times where like I was in middle school and I had a lot of conversation with a lot of women who liked anime when I was in middle school. Mm-hmm. And like I'm having full-blown conversations with people, you know, about Naruto or when I was in middle school, I think Zatch Bell was still airing too. Like I'll have these conversations and I'm like, I'm having like good conversations, better conversations than I'm having with some of my homies. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
when I see these like these conversations with these guys, and I'm just like, I just think that it's just a way that you just kind of want to instill a little bit of superiority, and I don't know why, but hey.
I mean, the misogyny is crazy because guys will be. I've never, and not to play on guys so much on TikTok. Yeah, I'm playing on them. The crazy thing that I hate, right? You go scroll on your For You page if you're an anime fan, and the only thing that you will see on your live from 5 o'clock till 10 o'clock is just a versus. Goku versus this, Luffy versus this, and I'm like, bruh, is that the only thing you could talk about? Like, yo, Chainsaw Man last episode was crazy to me. You mean to tell me we can't talk about why this dude, where this dude transformed, where he did this from, how Shorty sacrificed her whole life? Like, I don't want to, no spoilers. Yeah. You know, if you haven't seen episode 8 from Chainsaw mm-hmm. Man, it was crazy. It was crazy. And I'm just like, bro, there's so much things to touch on. Like, we could sit here. This is the funny thing. I have a friend who's into Chainsaw Man heavy, right? I'm not really a big Chainsaw fan, like Chainsaw Man fan like that, but Matt was touching it, so this is why. Right. So, I mean, MAPPA has been making a whole big deal about it for the past year. They pushed that shit back 3 times. You think I'm not going to watch it? Yeah, I'm going to watch it. But I'm just thinking, like we talk, and when we talk about Chainsaw Man, what we talk about Denji, right? Mm-hmm. Denji, we talk about his motivation. All my man want to do is just grab some titties, right?
That's it.
And everybody's like, yo, that's crazy. That's what. But what makes his motivation less important than Aki and all, like, all of y'all just want to get to this devil gun person, right?
Right.
He was robbed from his youth. He was robbed from interacting with women and other people. He had no friends. He tell you, yo, if a devil want to be my friend, he going to be my nigga. That's going to be my friend.
Right.
And nobody's grasping that. Like, this dude is really want the simple shit in life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I love the fact that he's asking for consent, which you should be asking for more before you know what I mean? But I feel like there's other conversations to be had instead of like, oh, if this versus this. First of all, versus never, ever, there's never a winner in versus, because if you want to be technical, if you really want to be technical, my guy, when it comes to as far as like the world and the world, like where it's from, you can't really be accurate when it comes to like having versus battles. Like, what's that? Like, but he does this, but in this world, if you don't. Like, if you don't leave One Punch Man alone, like, conversation, Saitama could be Superman. Bruh! Like, soap and water. Nah, but... it's giving me that energy. I don't know. But, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. Like, there's so
much... I have to get away from it myself, because, like, just like you were saying, like, there was a point where every time I'm on TikTok, a spinning wheel, this person versus this person, I'm just like, at first it was kind of cool, like, okay, let's see what people think, but like, okay, like if I see a spinning wheel now, I don't even give it a chance. I'm just like, okay. I'm and not to rag on people who make those TikToks and stuff, but it's just like, okay, I'm tired of like my For You page just being spinning wheels and this person versus this person, or I'm stopping the wheel until this person loses. I'm like you said, like Chainsaw Man just came out. Like, I like conversations. I like to see like with me, like I don't have any friends who watch One Piece. So I have no friends who watch One Piece. So when a chapter drops, I just got to enjoy the excitement by myself.
Wow.
When an episode drops, I just got to be happy by myself. I don't have nobody.
Bruh, Junior, you know how many people I called when Luffy got fifth gear? It was 1 o'clock in the morning. I was mad late. I was like, let me catch up on these chapters. I was reading 5 chapters deep just to catch up. I woke up everybody. I don't care if you had crust in your eye. I was like, yo, son, you see this transformation? Yo, it was, I can't not like, ugh.
Nobody. I couldn't call. No, when that chapter, I'll never forget, because I was getting the edge up and I got a retwist and I had like 10 minutes or something, like, or 30 minutes before my edge up. It was like a little gap between it.
Yeah.
I went to Chipotle to grab something to eat.
You dropped the
and food. What? I was sitting here. I looked. I'm like, oh, Luffy lost. Oh. And I'm like, well, obviously he's not, and obviously he didn't lose. You know, obviously something's gonna happen, right?
Yes, yes.
And I see Joy Boy is back. And I see a smile, and I'm like, yo, I call up my best friend. He don't watch One Piece. So, and I'm just like, yo, I know you're not gonna understand anything I'm talking about.
Just listen.
But you just listen. And I'm just like losing it. He's like, yeah, man, this sounds pretty cool. And I'm like, bro,
oh my God.
I have no one to talk to about One Piece. And it really blows my mind, because like a lot, like especially recently, these last these lab end of Wano, Egghead Island, where we're at right now, man, I'm just like, there's so much information, and I have no one to.
Let's be real. Oda is not real. Oda is not real. I'm convinced Oda is not real. I was, you know what's so crazy? I wasn't a One Piece fan like back in the day. I just got into One Piece probably like 3 years ago, right? This is when I noticed that everybody in the podcast was into One Piece. And I was like, I used to shit on One Piece. I'm like, I don't trust nobody that can't that don't got eyelids. Luffy don't got eyelids. And I used to hate on the animation. I mean, don't get it twisted. It's nothing's wrong with the animation. It's the art style for me, right?
Right.
But I feel like there's a purpose of why Oda's art style is the way it is. If you read the manga, Oda put so much attention to different panels, you would have to literally zoom in because there's so much. You like, first of all, that looked like big. Is that Big Mom?
Yeah.
You got to zoom in. Like, Oda.
Yeah.
A panel would have to take 2 weeks. Has to. Easy 2 weeks. I know it does. But this nigga don't sleep. So that's why I'm like, all right, this nigga didn't sleep for the past 3 weeks. I can see from these chapters. So I never was into One Piece until I met one of our members back in the day, Kevin. Mm-hmm. And Kevin was like, all right, you know, you don't want One Piece, is the truth, whatever, whatever, whatever. If you don't want it, it's all right. Because, you know, One Piece fans, we mellow. You know, we tell you, don't worry about it. It's the journey. You know,
if
you're worried about the numbers, you're not ready. Don't touch it. All right, cool. One day I decided to pick it up. After that, I was hooked. When I tell you I was hooked. Like, you couldn't tell me anything. I was drawn by every single character, the backstory. And then when we got to Sanji's backstory, I was like, oh, nah, this nigga crazy. This nigga, when we got to Nico Robin's backstory, I was like, nobody's backstory is more sadder than Nico Robin. First, I thought it was not Chopper. I thought it was Nami. Cause I was like, yo, Nami, poof.
Yeah. Ooh,
that shit hurt. Then I saw Nico, and I was like, ooh, that shit hurt. Like we don't laugh no more. We go chee 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 chee. Like that's like, all right, that's hurt. But when I saw Sanji, oh, first of all, how you give me a backstory of a nigga who's been on the ship since episode 200, and the backstory is at episode 800, 807. Oda, you need to stop playing games. First of all, whoever your dealer is and whatever you used to get your crack supply, you need to keep that nigga under wraps a secret, because that is a serious, cocaine is a hell of a drug. There's no way for you to keep track with all these different characters. And what makes it One Piece even more beautiful is that everything matters. Everything counts. Every single character you see, you may see this one nigga episode 156, and you just see him for 2 minutes. All of a sudden, you see him 578. You like, oh, I remember this nigga. Everything he did from that prior episode intertwines with this arc. Dressrosa. Oh, my God. Dressrosa was my favorite freaking. First of all, the OP fire. Second of all, the drip of Dolphy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, his backstory, this nigga took his father's hair, was like, yo, I'm going back to the family. Fuck that, I want the money. This nigga travel. This little five-year-old kid. First of all, how you 5 years old and you still got wearing hush puppies? And they swayed. I don't understand that. All right, now I'm getting carried away with One Piece, but you know what I'm talking about. One Piece is the shit. One Piece is the shit. So, I got carried away. I'm sorry. But you did mention your fiance getting into anime. My husband, he's gotten into anime. We've been married how long? I think, shit, I'm so glad he got his headphones on. We've been married for like 7 years, right? And the funny thing about my husband is he never knew I was into anime while we were dating till I introduced him to my parents. He never knew I was nerd in comics until I introduced him to my parents. And then he went in my room. That's when shit got fucked up. Because he said, oh, so you like comics? I was like, I can't hide it. I can't say that. He in the room, right?
So, right.
I'm like, yeah, you know. Yeah, I like it. And it come to find out he loved comics too. But anime was a beast for me. Anime was everything. He did not he did not anticipate me being big into anime like that. So I fed him like Afro Samurai, you know, just to wet his palate just a little bit. And he was
right.
Yeah, then he was like, next. I'm like, oh, okay. So I appreciate the fact that you said your fiance is into the same stuff that you're into. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm trying. She started One Piece.
Where's she at?
Yeah.
Where's she at?
She's only like
episode, don't tell me Scott like, Pia.
No. I think she just recruited Usopp. I think she's like, she's really, really, really early on. But I mean, I told her, which is the same thing you said, which is, you know, what a lot of people will say is, don't focus on catching up. Like, right. If you look at how much you have, it's going to discourage you. You're going to like, oh, I got some, but if you just like, just enjoy the ride.
Right.
Just enjoy the ride. Because One Piece, like similar to how you said, like about three or so years ago is when you caught up. I started watching One Piece. I want to say maybe like 3 or 4 years ago myself. Like when I caught up to One Piece, One Piece was like just leaving Zoe. So So I was
you don't got friends like that. If you don't got friends, yo, remember when Usopp was like, so y'all knew this ninja nigga they were looking for? He said, yeah, my friend. Niggas lost limbs.
What?
Niggas is crucified.
And Usopp,
you know where he was this whole, Usopp, you know Usopp was a snitch. Usopp was like, yeah. I didn't know that nigga.
and I was watching, I'm like, with Zoe was real like, you know, it's kind of like an in-between arc, but it's real good. Like, Rizo is safe. I'm like, what? Like, I just thought y'all was, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you got the wrong people. I thought y'all was really was just wrong place, wrong time.
Right.
What? Mm-hmm. But, like, One Piece, at the time when I was catching up to One Piece, Dragon Ball Super was still airing. I want to say I took, like, when I watched One Piece, I stopped watching everything else and just focused on One Piece. So I think Dragon Ball Super, Goku was fighting Toppo at the preliminary, like, you know, the little, like,
That was good,
yeah.
too.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to take a break. I really just want to focus on One Piece. So I was watching it, and with Naruto, because I watched Naruto since 2006. When I was in middle school, and from like Naruto, you know, I didn't have to catch up on Naruto because I watched it every week from the first time it aired on Toonami all the way until the last episode. Like I watched Naruto week by week, so I didn't have to catch up. So with One Piece, I'm watching it, and with Naruto, I didn't cry in Naruto until Jiraiya passed away. Jiraiya passing away was my first time that media like. Art of any form made me cry. And like, so I at the time I think I was like 16 when Jiraiya passed away, because I was in class and not doing work in class. I was just focused on let me watch this. So how I knew One Piece was different was when they recruited Sanji, I cried. When they recruited him. Not even like I'm talking just Chef was like, wear a coat, or you know, don't forget to wear a coat. And I'm just like, oh no, why am I like, I'm crying?
And that's not even a piece of it. And we think that's where Sanji's story starts from, and it's not. No spoilers, I'm gonna leave it. But yeah, man, I can see where you teared up.
And I'm like, yo, I am not like, how am I crying right? It took Naruto years to make me cry. How am I crying right now? And then we keep going, and we go, like, obviously there's some raw moments, and then there's just really emotional moments. And then when we go all the way to where we fully realize Sanji's story, they show a flashback of the moment I just mentioned, and I still cry. And I'm like, what? And then we fully find out, like, the backstory of Sanji, the backstory of Law, the backstory of, like, I'm just like, how are you writing like this? Like, how are you sitting down and you like, I'm about to kill him with this one? And it's heat every time.
Every time. It's so ironic. It hits so different when you realize who raised Law and the sacrifice. It hits so different when you crying over a fucking boat. Nigga, this shit didn't talk until it said, let me ride y'all over here for the last time. That is so crazy. Water 7. Oh my God. When Nico said, I want to live. Oh my God. Oh my God. I was like, stop. Yo, this is how you know I have no friends. Because my friends would never do shit like that for me. They never do shit like that. I'll tell you why. When Luffy went, when Nami, because Nami was a little bitch when she was younger. Nami was like, yo, Robin left. Oh well. Luffy was like, you say she left? He said, no, but she ain't come back. Oh, well, she got to tell me she don't want to be here for me to believe she don't be here. They went on a train above water, whatever, went to where they had to go. And finally, when they see Nico just tied the fuck up, Luffy's like, we came to get you. Just tell me what you want to do. Nico was like, I want to live. When he said, bet, I said, none of y'all would do this shit for me. None of y'all would do this shit for me. That shit was so, that's how you know he rides for his people. And it's not even about, you know, sacrifice. He just look at it as it being just a regular thing. That's my family. That's my friend. I just gotta go get him.
And
when Zoro took Luffy's pain, I know we talk about it all the time, but Zoro was another beast. The fact this dude, when he fought Usopp, when Luffy fought Usopp, and then he was like, oh, he can't come back. He said, what you mean? He said, sorry. Nah, he got to apologize to you and everybody on this fucking ship before he come back. Because he fought you and disrespected you in front of all of us. And if you bring him back, I'm leaving. I said,
man.
What? Man, I was like, yo, this hits different. This hits different. Oh, my God. Like,
Ooh, no, One Piece is like, and I tell people, like, you know, I have a friend, he's really into Bleach, and like Bleach is his anime, and I get it. Bleach is really good. I'm not gonna hate. Bleach is really good, but One Piece, I said this to him the other day, and he looked at me so like cross. I said, as many episodes as many chapters as One Piece has, it's not long enough. And he said,
it's not.
And he just looked at me like, what? And I'm like, you gotta understand, man, like, the story, I say this all the time, if One Piece, if the gaming industry really cared about games like they should, if One Piece had an accurate anime game, it would be vastly more immersive and alive than Elden Ring, than Skyrim, than these games, because One Piece has so much in its world.
People, I don't think the gaming companies would take the time out to actually because that's a lot of detail. That's a lot of information. That's a lot of world building, you know? And for that to be displayed in the game, if nobody's taking that seriously, you can easily fuck up that franchise, that gaming franchise. And I don't think the only person that could probably do it is Oda, but then he'd be dead. Because he's doing else with this live action and everything. And I'm just like, bruh, if they made this into a video game and they did it right, One Piece would definitely be the greatest story. You know what? Let me stop. One Piece is the greatest story of all time. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just have to say it. I've never seen anybody write like this at all. For you to have an emotion for every single character that comes on screen. I don't know what Oda's doing, but it's like, I have this vision that Oda has a room and on the wall is all the characters and he has strings connected to every single character where they had either brush ties with each other, or they have some form of connection. And I feel like the red strings are everybody that has the D in the middle of their name. Like, I really do feel like that's how he writes, and that's how, like, you ever read something and it's like, this nigga know how this shit gonna end?
Yeah.
He knows how it's going to fucking end.
Yeah, that's great. That's like, when I look at, like, and it's, you look at certain things like, and I hate to, I'm not trying to compare it, but like Naruto is a great story. It's a really good story. But like One Piece, I care about people that I hated. Like, about people I hate. Like, when you look at enemies or like past, you know, foes, Crocodile. Oh, well, Crocodile then stabbed Luffy and, you know, all this stuff. Now I'm like, I want to see what Cross Guild got going on. And then you look at Bon Clay, man. I'm like, this character went from, I mean, you probably never really hated him because it was hard to really hate him.
Yeah.
But you know, he's opposition. So you're like, okay, you know, let's get him out of the way. But then you look at him. And then you look at him in Impel Down. Like, Impel Down is like, Bon Clay went from, you know, someone that we have to get out the way, you know, he's working with Crocodile, to like, this man is the greatest. Like,
a beast.
Like, I need him to come back. I need him.
And it's, that arc right there. Man, I never rooted for somebody so hard that was hyped up and so much testosterone in their body.
What?
Yo, when they said they injected Luffy with so many hormones that he will not sleep for the next 3 days.
Man.
I was like, bruh, I'm so glad I wasn't watching this shit week to week. That shit would make me go mad. That shit make me mad. Mad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. But I'm so happy that your fiance is really, really tapping into One Piece. My husband's not into One Piece as of yet because I don't think he's ready. Right. I'm like, no, you're not ready. You're not ready. Right. So, like, I feel like when he is, he's going to be in episode like at least 200, and then he'll tell me, yeah, I was watching One Piece. I have a stepson. He's like 12 years old, and he's in One Piece. And, he calls his dad, right? But he don't want to talk to him. He's just like, hey, is Auntie Patty there? I just want to know. Like, I'm like, yo, give me the phone, man. Right there. Give me the phone. And we'll talk about One Piece. We'll talk about it. Now he's a big anime. He's always been into Naruto, right? Yeah. And now One Piece has taken over. And he literally is like in love with One Piece, and I'm like, and I'm just looking at him like, look at this. Like, look. And you really don't have to do much.
No.
You are like, I'm just keep this, I'm gonna say this one thing and I'm gonna keep it moving. I've been into anime for more than at least 20 years, right? 15, 20 years, right? I've always loved animation. I always liked the power of storytelling. I always loved art. I've always loved movement, music, scores, all that. I never fully appreciated anime for what its full core can bring to you until I watched and read One Piece. Wow. That's the only way I could sum it up. I've never seen a masterpiece, art, story told the way that Oda has been. And I've read some shit. Like, read some shit. I just never fully appreciated anime as much as I could if One Piece wasn't in my life.
That's I have to kind of agree low key. I have to agree. Like, it is when I think about One Piece ending, it's like, what is going to fill this gaping hole?
Nothing.
Like,
nothing. Man. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Yeah. The only thing that I'm worried about is that Oda is so good. He set the bar so high. And it's unhealthy. It's very unhealthy. The nigga said he sleep 3 hours a day. He's afraid to go outside because he feels like it's a disservice to his fans. And I appreciate the dedication because I want more chapters. But at the end of the day, I don't want you to die over this. Like, I want to see everybody happy, living their full potential, doing the stuff that they love and they're passionate about. Mangakas don't do this shit for money. Money is like a bonus, but they do it in order to fulfill a passion that they have, and that's storytelling, that's art, and that's being able to move people from their perspective. But Oda sets the fucking bar so high that you're like, God damn. Like, I don't think Oda has assistants. Like, some manga, because they have niggas that come and they'll do the panels, they'll do the background panels and stuff.
Right.
Oda don't let nobody touch nothing. I don't even know how Oda was able to have kids. I think there was a schedule for him and his wife. And then she was like, you know what? I will leave you in this room, but you got to bust one real quick for the home. Real
right.
quick. And then I'll leave you for the rest of this. Like, I know for a fact he's not living a normal life being a fucking anime mangaka genius.
Right.
And I'm here for it, but it's just like, it sets the bar so high for other mangakas. It's not fair. But fuck it, I love One Piece. Like, what do you really say? Like, but yeah, that's kind of like, damn, we should have just called this the One Piece episode.
Right.
We've been on One Piece for a minute. Like, this shit fire. So with this new gen, another thing, you mentioned Bleach, right? Mm-hmm. Bleach is a well-told story, but this is one of the reasons I feel like Bleach is slept on when it comes to the big three. Now, let's already acknowledge that the big three will always be Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach. Yes. That's not an argument. It's a fact. You look up big three, and they will tell you why they are labeled the big three. The reason I feel like Bleach won't get the respect the other two get is because of the fact it's 40% filler. The reason it's 40% filler that people don't understand is because the anime at some point surpassed the manga. So what happened? The anime had to come up with fillers in order for the mangaka to keep up. Now, the mangaka was stressed. The mangaka was also like, what do you think would happen if you're telling me that, damn, I got to hurry up? He's not perfecting his craft at this point because he's under pressure. Because now they're trying to push out episodes on top of episodes. And like, yo, we caught up, son. We already got like 55 fillers. Let's go. Give us another chapter. And it's close to impossible because y'all putting out content. Remember, like maybe three to four chapters will equal one episode.
Mm-hmm.
3 to 4 chapters will equal one episode. So this dude had to be working. Not everybody could be older. Not everybody could work full clock like that. Not eat, not sleep, not drink. You know, I'm pretty sure his wife had to spoon feed him a couple of meals while these chapters were going. And but I do admire that it did have a good story. Bleach is a well-told story. And I would love to see it retold the way it's supposed to. The way the mangaka intended. I think that would be great.
I mean, with Bleach, like, Bleach is really, really good. And I was talking to the same friend, and I was telling him, you know, I was like, yeah, with out of the big three, I think that Bleach is the, as far as like how it's intended to be, it's the most like concentrated and well, like not most well told, but it's like, it's the most concentrated. So with Naruto, you know, you have a lot of episodes from part one to Shippuden. I don't know if you're talking about Boruto. From part one to Shippuden, it's a lot of information to take in.
Yes.
And with Bleach, there isn't a lot of like spread where from episode one or from chapter one to the last chapter, there's not a huge spread of information. So they're able to tell whatever they're trying to tell very, you know, concentrated. And with One Piece, you know, One Piece is so long. But as we just stated, it's not long enough, but it's everything has a place and a reason. So that's why I would say it's not, Bleach isn't more, more concentrated as far as like a better story, but it's more, I guess, bang for your buck. I don't know how to really articulate it, but
No, you're absolutely right. Like, and just a light flex real quick. One piece is only like maybe what, maybe 10-15% filler in your face, motherfuckers. I said it. Like one piece filler what? I was like, yeah. I don't do those. And the stories that you think, like there's some fillers you really think is really part of the story. Like, that's a filler?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was a filler. Like, oh my God, this is so good. But you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. Another thing I wanted to ask you, right? My personal opinion, like me being who I am and loving anime and loving art and with this podcast, I think my main source of encouragement was the fact that I was able to have a significant other that was intrigued by the similar interest. I think that's a big deal too. Like, if I feel like if you're a streamer too, if you like games and you like story, I think the best part of gaming is actually when you do the standalone quest, like the outside. Yeah. Ghost of Tsushima, that's my shit. God, yo.
Yeah.
That's what I got. Read it, boy. I'm like, oh my God, this dude is amazing. But I feel like you can. I don't know. I couldn't see myself doing the things that I'm doing now if my significant other didn't understand where the passion was coming from. And I'm not saying that for you to be a weeb, you have to be with a weeb and you have to convert a weeb.
Right.
You could probably have a healthy relationship. But I feel like if you're pursuing this as far as like this right here is, it's like, my mental health is in another state because of the fact that I have my thing to escape to after, you know, working 9 to 5. And right. I'm actually about to, my due date is December 22nd.
Oh, so, congratulations.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I'm ready for this little nigga to come out. Like, you don't even know. But I feel like for me to continue to go on and do the stuff that I do, like I went to Anime NYC. My husband was there with the camera and the mics and we had a panel. It was, I don't know how I was able to even do the panel. I'm at awe. I don't know if I could do that without my partner being like, understanding. Like, your partner doesn't have to be into it as deep as you do. Right. But I feel like when they understand where the passion is coming from and they can appreciate it, I feel like it it just gives it that little, you know, that little magi, that little, you know, air piece.
Yeah.
So is that like that for you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, me being into anime is, I mean, practically my whole life, or like maybe a few years shy of my whole life. There's been, you know, situations or, you know, past whatever ships that they weren't really welcoming to that, or they judged that a little bit. And you can, like, for the way it affected, like, me, or, like, because I wasn't recording gameplay videos at the time, but I was, you know, watching anime as I have always done, and oh, that's weird. Oh, that's nerd shit. Or oh, this, and oh, it's that. And I'm just like, all right. You know, it's kind of a little bit of the loathing, self-loathing. Like, damn, is this? I mean, I like it. I mean, I don't know why. You know, but then you kind of, well, should I? Maybe I shouldn't. Or, you know, gaming or like things like that. You know, there's different people. There's different subsections of people who are like, oh, you game, that's lame. Or oh, you, this is lame. Or, you know, the only game I play is Call of Duty and 2K, and I'm not shitting on people who only play those. But you know, now when I'm you know, engaged, and there's insiders or certain jokes that only someone who has watched certain animes or this anime or that anime, and I'm able to be my unfiltered self. Uh-huh. It's like liberating a little bit. Like, it's like, man, I don't have to like think, or I don't have to like, is this gonna be a little bit, you know, like weird to them? And granted, I was younger at the time. Now I'm, you know, I don't care if you like it or not. But also, I have, you know, my fiance who I can just, like, I'll, if you were to have a camera in my house, I have two dogs. I have a Husky and I have a Papillon Terrier. Mm-hmm. I'll walk into the house and just, like, all the time. All the time. Like, I wish I was lying to you all the time.
That's like, perfect. That's perfect.
All the time. Like the way that, like, I, and you know, it's so funny because my fiance, who is, you know, is nowhere near Wano, she'll just hit it out of nowhere. I'll be like, "Wano," she'll come around the corner, "Wano," and I'm like, "Hey, hey," like, I love it. First of all,
that should be a TikTok. That should be posted. That's I will be under the comments, be like, love.
Yes.
Oh, like, get you some.
Right.
With you. That, like, is beautiful. It's different.
Yeah, like, I love it. Like, I love that. I don't, like, when you find somebody who's, you know, like you're saying, like, in, like, kind of like in the same space, in the same, like, atmosphere as you, even if they're, like, not doing content, because my fiance doesn't do content. But just the understanding or the the acceptance of it, it's significantly, like, tightens the bond, because you know, you're in a relationship, oh, okay, I like you, yeah, you like me, okay, we like each other. But then it's like, when it's like actual things that we're like, you know, real, like, things that I really love. You know, I have a picture of Akira Toriyama right here. Like, she got me that for Christmas a few years ago. And it's right here. And it's just like,
I love her.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm a little. I love her. She's amazing. I love her. I love her.
Yeah, but I love it, awesome, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a big factor. It's a big deal, especially if I feel like you get a better perspective of understanding a person when you know what they're passionate about. And it's not, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just gaming, is not just cartoons. It's more so the art behind it, the story behind it, the motivation, what you get from it, the feels. Like, I'm not saying not go to therapy. Like, yo, if you got shit, go to therapy. But I'm just saying, for me, it's therapeutic to a certain extent. This shit makes me get up in the morning and be like, yo, I could face another day. Yeah. Yo, I see my biggest heroes are mangakas, because they will do this shit for less.
Yeah.
For less. And they still keep thriving. Why? Because they have a story to freaking tell. And their main mission, regardless if they sleep in the air mattress or not, is to make sure that you get that, they get that story out there, and for you to understand them. Everybody wants to be understood.
Yeah.
I just feel like, if you're in a relationship and you are a taku, a nerd, a weeb, a blurred, whatever you want to call it, I feel like it's very important to find somebody that they don't, like I said, they don't necessarily have to have the same passion as you, but they have to understand, respect it, and know that this is what your love is. This is, right, you know, what makes you. And I feel like if that doesn't happen, I don't feel like the relationship would thrive or be at its full potential.
Right.
If I don't think it'll be at its full potential if that's not, you know, I couldn't see myself being with somebody where I have to explain why, you know, I read the manga the way I read it. If I do buy it, like, rise backwards. And it's so crazy because I'm sitting here and I'm watching, me and my husband, we are big Attack on Titan fans, big fans. I read it. Of course, I'm not waiting. Like, yeah. All right. I actually recorded my husband. I'm laying down because he's catching up. I'm laying down in the bed and he comes in the room, just busts open the door. When I tell you, I've never seen this much passion for a hatred for a character so much for Gabby as my husband just he came out of nowhere, was like, who is this bitch? Why is she here? Why nobody bodied her yet? We've already captured her. She killed Potato Girl. Like, what is she? She's like, it doesn't make sense. How the fuck you hate your own blood? Your own God, this bitch needs to fucking die. Like, and then I'm just sitting here just taking it all in and I'm laughing. I'm like, look at this. I'm just sitting there like, let me kiss you on your forehead. and he's mad. He's pissed off because he doesn't know why this character has so much shine. But yeah, I know once he gets to a certain point in the story, he realized why Gabby is relevant.
Right.
Because it's not what she does, it's who she becomes later and how the system can easily suck you in. Like, Gabby's a badass. When we first met Gabby and what she was doing in them bunkers, that bitch is lethal.
I was scared.
If this bitch ever swallow any, what's the Titan shit? The membrane and shit?
Yeah,
If that, if she ever got any of them Titans, any one of them shits, we all be dead. I'd be like, you know what? It's a wrap. She's coming. She's walking through water, and she's coming to paradise. Just end the story right now. It's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the fact that he's able to be so passionate about a character that he hates so much, and I'm like, there it is. If that's not, I don't know what it is. If that's not love, I don't know what to tell you. But yeah, that's. Oh man, that's, ladies and gentlemen, find you a weeb.
Yeah, that's true. You have to.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So now, real quick, last question before we end all this: what anime are you currently watching right now that you really feel like is taking over this year, 2022?
The easy answer is One Piece, but
of course
I'll take One Piece out because it's a little bit too easy. Right now, the anime that I feel is really like going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. I'm going to say Bleach.
What's the last arc again? The
Thousand Year Blood War arc?
Yes.
I like it a lot. Like, I like it a lot because the thing is, like, there's certain animes I don't go and read the mangas. So like, mm-hmm. with Bleach, I couldn't really like maintain focus when I tried to read the manga, because after the Fullbring arc, which is where the anime ended, I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna wait. I'm gonna read the manga, and I just couldn't get into it.
Right.
And I'm watching these episodes, and I'm like, every Monday, y'all are going crazy. Like, what? Like, movie quality. Really good story. And the thing is, like, you know, just because like what I watch on YouTube and stuff, like I kind of have like minor spoilers of things that are going to happen and stuff like that I know already. So like, I don't know the full story of what's about to happen. And I'm looking at these episodes and they're saying stuff I already know. And I'm still like, what? Like,
yeah,
it's Bleach is going crazy. Like, Blue Lock is good. You know, Chainsaw Man's really good.
Wow. Did you mention Blue Lock? I feel like nobody's really talking about it as much as I thought it would. Like, I read the first chapter. I was like, oh, this shit gonna be heat. And then I started watching it. I was like, oh, this shit is super, super fire. And then when we saw the trailer, I was like, oh, this is the sports anime of the fucking year.
Yeah.
Nobody's giving it enough play. I feel like when you're coming out, like, especially Blue Lock, especially sports anime gets a lot of backlash for just being a sports anime. Mm-hmm. I feel like it came out at the wrong time because we have Chainsaw Man, we have Bleach. Mm-hmm. I feel like if it came out at a different season, it probably would have got enough shine as it should have, because Blue Lock's story is fucking fire. That's phenomenal. That is chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss. But yeah, yeah, it's kind of sad that we can't have multiple great titles coming out this season and for it not to be recognized for what it is, because there's always going to be just that number one spot, which is very annoying sometimes. Yeah. But I'm here for it because my week is full. I don't know about y'all, but my week is full. My week is full. My week is full.
Yeah.
But for the listeners, what is your top five? I know it changes. No, I know.
I'm so glad that you know that it changes, because when I tell people that it changes, they're like, what do you mean that it changes? I'm like, bro, it really depends. So okay, right now, top five. Okay, top five.
Uh-huh.
One Piece is one.
Of course.
That's it. Here we go. One Piece is one. All right. I like... I'm going to get myself up right now. One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Naruto.
Okay.
I'm going to go... Jobless Reincarnation.
Ooh, no, you didn't. Oh my God, Rudy. I love Jobless. As a matter of fact, Bree is actually reading the light novels. Like, yeah. That's how good it is. But we really do hate the main protagonist because he's a pedo. But after that, everything is fire. The world building, the magic, oh my God, that last fight he had with Orsted, is that Orsted? The god?
It's not Yeah.
This, bro, that fight, it only lasted 2.6 seconds. But this shit was so fire. This nigga made a chair out of a rock to keep himself up so he could. Okay, spoiler, sorry, but go ahead.
Man.
That's three, I'm sorry.
Erased.
Oh, I love Erased. It's a better read though, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's a better read.
What would I put as my number five? Attack on Titan.
Of course.
I'll put Attack on Titan on there. Well, let's leave it at Attack on Titan. Yu Yu Hakusho is really good too. But
he's good. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's cool. That's your top five. Solid. Solid.
Yeah. I love that. If you ask me tomorrow, it might change. So who knows?
Oh, come on. Come on. It's going to change right now when I go hit the shower. I'm telling you right now. My change, depending on my mood, my shit changes. Uh-huh. I'm telling you.
Yeah. But
thank you so much for taking the time out to actually be on the show and talking to us and telling us your story. And yeah, welcoming us to your home. So I appreciate it. We got to do this again. And you...
For sure.
I'm so disappointed that you really haven't been on a podcast. Like
never.
That's crazy.
I'm glad this is my first time though. I mean, you know, this being my first time, it feels real good. Like I would hate for my first time to be on a podcast for it to be like super stiff or, you know, not really flowy. This one is just like I feel like I've been knowing you. Like we sitting here, we talking, we have like it feels great. It feels like home. It feels like I'm looking at the timer. I'm like, it's already been an hour. It feels real. Like in any time, if you're willing to have me again, I am always down.
Most definitely. Wait, hold on. First of all, Junior, you're welcome. All right. I'm just joking. But yeah, I know that your schedule is kind of crazy. So, you know what? If you have any topics, that'll be great. We can have this time when we bring you back on the show, it'll be with everybody and we'll see what we could do as far as like schedule wise. And then, yeah, we'll definitely do this again. This was really dope. Like you had me super, super, super excited. Like I was like, let's go One Piece in. Like Oda would be so conversation. Like it was so dope. And we have to do this again. Definitely have to do this again. Sooner than later. So whenever
for
you
sure.
have a schedule available. So I think when is my maternity? Like I think December 9th. That's my last day of work.
Okay.
And then, you know, after that, I'm just going to be sitting here just twiddling in my thumbs. So if you have anything that you, oh, and if you could have the missus on the show, that'd be great too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that'd be great. So tell her hurry up to at least get to Scott P and then she could be on the show.
Yeah, no, for real.
No pressure. But thank you so much for being on the show. Please let everybody know where they can find you, your Twitter, your Twitch, your streaming platforms, your TikTok, and your Instagram. So if you can just let everybody know. I'm going to have, ladies and gentlemen, yes, I know. I will have it in the bottom of the screen. I will put it below, but I usually prefer when our guests tell everybody, if you're not watching it on YouTube or on Spotify and you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts, you can listen to where you can find this awesome gentleman, this awesome blurred. So please let everybody know where they can follow you and get in contact with you.
On YouTube, it's going to be Junior Dominite, J-R-D-O-M-A-N-I-T-E. And that's going to be on Instagram, it's going to be Jumpman Locks. TikTok is going to be Jumpman Locks. Twitch is going to be Junior Dominite, same spelling. Junior Dominite, Jumpman Locks. If you type it in somewhere, you're going to find me.
Perfect. And like I said, if you're not watching this and you was lazy and you don't want to write it down, go on our YouTube. I will have all his information at the bottom so you guys can actually follow him and support, because we want to see more content from this amazing blurred. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we are out. Thank you for listening to Black Ramen Podcast. Thank you, Junior, for being a part of this episode. Peace.